观众朋友们，我现在所在的位置是乔治华盛顿大学。今天上午，美国国务卿布林肯在这里做了一次政治演说，详细阐述了拜登政府如何处理美中关系。这场演说是由澳大利亚前总理陆克文主持的。在演说中，布林肯强调，美国维护国际秩序，保证国际秩序代表所有国家的利益，无论大国还是小国。但是现在国际秩序受到了严重的挑战，他所说的挑战来自中国。他甚至认为来自中国的挑战要比乌克兰战争带来的挑战还要大。
Even as President Putin's war continues, we will remain focused on the most serious long-term challenge to the international order, and that's posed by the People's Republic of China. China is the only country with both the intent to reshape the international order and increasingly the economic, diplomatic, military, and technological power to do it. Beijing's vision would move us away from the universal values that have sustained so much of the world's progress over the past 75 years. China's also integral to the global economy and to our ability to solve challenges from climate to COVID. Put simply, the United States and China have to deal with each other for the foreseeable future. That's why this is one of the most complex and consequential relationships of any that we have in the world today. We don't seek to block China from its role as a major power, nor to stop China, or any other country for that matter, from growing their economy or advancing the interests of their people. But we will defend and strengthen the international law, agreements, principles, and institutions that maintain peace and security, protect the rights of individuals and sovereign nations.And make it possible for all countries, including the United States and China, to coexist and cooperate. Under President Xi, the ruling Chinese Communist Party has become more repressive at home and more aggressive abroad. Beijing's defense of President Putin's war to erase Ukraine's sovereignty and secure a sphere of influence in Europe should raise alarm bells for all of us who call the Indo-Pacific region home. We stand ready to increase our direct communication with Beijing across a full range of issues.And we hope that that can happen. But we cannot rely on Beijing to change its trajectory. So we will shape the strategic environment around Beijing to advance our vision for an open, inclusive international system. President Biden believes this decade will be decisive. The actions that we take at home and with countries worldwide will determine whether our shared vision of the future will be realized.To succeed in this decisive decade, the Biden administration's strategy can be summed up in three words. Invest, align, compete. We will invest in the foundations of our strength here at home, our competitiveness, our innovation, our democracy. We will align our efforts with our network of allies and partners, acting with common purpose and in common cause. And harnessing these two key assets, we'll compete with China to defend our interests,And build our vision for the future.
布林肯强调，美国不会寻求与中国脱钩，不会寻求新的冷战或新的冲突，不会试图阻止中国作为世界大国在国际舞台上发挥作用，也不会阻止中国的经济发展和寻求人民利益。但是，美国会捍卫保障安全和平的国际法。协议原则等，保护个人和国家利益，使美中两国能够合作共存。布林肯强调，美国将继续关注在关键基础设施方面的投资和盟国和合作伙伴的这个合作。在台湾问题上，布林肯强调，美国对台湾的立场没有改变。改变的是中国日益增强的胁迫，试图切断台湾与国际社会的联系，阻止台湾参与国际组织等。
On Taiwan, our approach has been consistent across decades and administrations. As the President has said, our policy has not changed. The United States remains committed to our One China policy, which is guided by the Taiwan Relations Act, the three joint communiques, the six assurances.We oppose any unilateral changes to the status quo from either side. We do not support Taiwan independence, and we expect cross-strait differences to be resolved by peaceful means. We enjoy a strong unofficial relationship with Taiwan, a vibrant democracy, and a leading economy in the region. We'll continue to expand our cooperation with Taiwan on our many shared interests and values, support Taiwan's meaningful participation in the international community, deepen our economic ties consistent with our One China policy. While our policy has not changed, what has changed is Beijing's growing coercion, like trying to cut off Taiwan's relations with countries around the world and blocking it from participating in international organizations. These words and actions are deeply destabilizing. They risk miscalculation and threaten the peace and stability of the Taiwan Strait. As we saw from the President's discussions with allies and partners in the Indo-Pacific, maintaining peace and stability across the Strait is not just a U.S. interest. It is a matter of international concern, critical to regional and global security and prosperity.
以上是美国之音记者魏之，粤港为您发来的报道。